Mandip from IOSU's Professional Development Department. Hi, Mandip.
Hi.
Our professional development course for IOSU is now available online. What's the difference between this year's and last year's?
Okay. We've got quite a lot of changes from the previous year to this year. We've got some new courses in the brochure, and the existing courses have had quite a lot of updates to them as well. So if there's legislation updates, anything that's happened in industry or something that the HSE has published, that reflects in the courses that are there. And we do actually promote these courses on an annual basis as well. So we re-tender on an annual basis, so they're updated regularly.
Brilliant. And I understand there's 8 new courses now.
There are. There's 8 new courses. The first one is the Work Equipment and Machinery Update course. Then we've got Hazardous Industries Substances sort of course. And that particular course, it's something that we did a pilot on and now is a course in the brochure. We've got Fire Risk Assessment in Construction. That's been long awaited by members. It's been called for and it's something that hopefully we'll get a good uptake on.
Sure.
We've got Managing Personal Safety, and that particular course is anybody who works in lone working environments, in remote locations, they work at their head office, they may work at home, they may work wherever. And the actual trainers that are going to be training this, one of the trainers is a Susie Lampoon Trust trainer, so hopefully this course will prove to be fairly popular. We've got an OSAS 18001 Foundation course, and that particular course is a one-day course, which will be the starter course, that will be the start of the 5-day OSAS 18001. That particular course hopefully will give people an insight into the actual course before they attend the 5-day, so they're just a little bit of a taster before they attend the course. We've got indoor air quality, and that particular course is going to be actually run by a lady called Julie Riggs. She's actually written articles in FHP as well about indoor air quality, and she's a specialist in her field. So she will talk about things when a new building is built, everything that is in the building, right from the paint to the furniture to the floors. It all has air quality and an odour that actually comes off that, and it affects people in different ways as well. So that's going to be a fairly popular course. We've got attendance management. Now this particular course is actually a course that was an R&D course 2 years ago, and it was actually launched by Natasha Freeman when she was president.
Right.
And this particular course is done in conjunction with the Department of Work and Pensions and an organisation called COPE and IOSH. So basically this is the first time it appears in the brochure, so hopefully it will be popular as well. And then we've got a human factors course, which is an intermediate level course. So anybody in occupational health who's got an interest in human factors, this is something that will prove to be popular as well. All our occupational health courses are very popular. So we just want to ensure that we provide the right level, the intermediate level, for members who need that.
Sure. And continuing professional development is obviously very important to members, and obviously our courses help.
And they do, definitely. So if a member attends any of the professional development courses, they can actually record it as CPD as well on the online system. So whatever they've gained from that, it could be personal skill that they've gained from the actual course. It could be a skill set that they've gained that they're going to be taking back to their organisation. And if they are doing that, then they're gaining skills in lots of different areas. So they can record that as very relevant CPD.
Yeah, and it's good to obviously be able to go back to your organisation, and it's an equal benefit for the individual member and the organisation.
Absolutely.
And we've managed to keep our prices static for our professional development courses over a number of years as well.
Yes, we have. We're trying to stay competitive in the training market because there's lots of training providers out there.
Yeah.
What we want to ensure is that the prices stay the same. Our prices have remained the current rate since 2005. The member rate is $195 a day and the non-member rate is $245 a day. And if you have a particular course that you want to attend and you're not a member, you have a vested interest just to join, just even if it is for that year, because it's £50 saving.
Yeah,
so if they're on a 2-day course, they will still save on that particular course.
Sure.
So that we try and keep competitive and keep our prices low as well. So they're affordable to members who are affiliate right through to chartered membership.
Okay. And if anybody wants any more information on our professional development courses, what should they do?
They can call our inquiry line on 0116 257 3197, and they can speak to Zoe or Kinga, they're our administrators. If they have any questions at all, they'll be able to answer those questions for them.
That's fantastic. Well, thanks for talking to us today.
Okay, thank you.